This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Man's Pride.
Emmy award-winning New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed sexual harassment accusations Wednesday, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Between these serious allegations and the nursing home death cover-up by Cuomo, there's a bipartisan call for Cuomo to resign. He says he will not leave office. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday banning controversial police tactics and easing away for lawsuits against officers violating suspects' constitutional rights. By a vote of 220 to 212, it happened days before former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin goes on trial on a state murder charge in the death of Floyd last year. Chauvin's defense released a video showing packets of drugs in Mr. Floyd's mouth and have maintained an overdose as the cause of death. Seven college students died and four were injured during a tragic incident in La Paz, Bolivia, when a railing collapsed, sending them falling from a fourth-floor balcony. Tuesday's incident took place at the Public University of El Alto, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The United States is encountering over 5,000 immigrants a day trying to illegally gain entry through the southwest border. Jim Bird from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
More than 100 illegal immigrants released into Texas by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection have tested positive for COVID-19. Felipe Romero, a spokesman for Brownsville, Texas, says the city doesn't have the authority to halt migrants who test positive for the virus from traveling anywhere in the United States, although officials advise them to quarantine and follow federal health guidelines. Regarding the rise of illegal immigrants coming into the United States, former Acting Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says,
"We're also looking at projected at this rate at 1.4 million total individuals trying to illegally enter this country. Right now, we're looking at almost 5,000 a day that we are encountering on the southwest border illegally entering."
Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As Mississippi and Texas are easing COVID-19 restrictions and allowing their citizens to normalize life, President Biden insulted the intelligence of these Americans, calling us Neanderthals. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Several states have begun pulling back their COVID restrictions, with Texas and Mississippi announcing earlier this week that they were ending their mask mandates and all restrictions on business operations. On Wednesday, President Biden called the moves a mistake made with Neanderthal thinking.
I think it's a big mistake. Look, thank you. I hope everybody's realized by now, these masks make a difference. The last thing you need is a Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it. It still matters.
Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves said the president's reaction shows a lack of trust in the American people. He tells Fox News that restrictions were needed to protect his state's health care system. But as new cases and hospitalizations fall and more Mississippians are vaccinated, that protection is no longer needed.
So we no longer have a health care crisis in our state. And so we've got to allow our people to make good decisions. The fact is, I trust Mississippians, and I trust Americans to do what's best for themselves and their family. And I wish the president would focus on trusting Americans rather than trying to insult Americans.
Mississippi dropped the mask mandate Wednesday. Texas will drop the mask mandate and gathering limitations next Wednesday. Major League Baseball will play 14 spring training games today. Since most of the games are in Florida and Arizona, tickets are available to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Wow, it's Thursday already. Can you believe it? Well, happy Thursday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. After all that we went through for this 2020 election, all the questions that still remain, Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats thought, hey, look, we need to codify the insanity that we just went through. I mean, let's not even study what happened. Let's just go ahead and let's just make it all law. And everything that the Democrats got away with in 2020 and put so much into question regarding free and fair elections, they've now codified in H.R. 1. This massive, incredible election reform bill. It was a razor-thin margin that they were able to pass it. In fact, one Democrat crossed over to the Republican side. So all Republicans held the line. And, of course, now it will go to the Senate, and it needs 60 votes to overcome a filibuster in the Senate. So we'll see how that plays out. Of course, this is that bill that we've been talking about that they say for the People Act, you know. Really for the politicians. It's not for the people. You know, this is what we love about the Democrats. They know how to, you know, lay things out and misrepresent with titles and that. I mean, they've become infamous for it. They're absolutely classic wordsmiths. But, you know, if you're not paying attention, the sleight of hand leads you to believe that they're actually looking out for our best interests when, of course, we know better. It's all about them. Scott Shepard joins us now, and we're going to be talking about you know, the left is set to fleece woke billionaires. And, I mean, this is quite ironic, to say the least. And Scott is the program coordinator for the National Centers for Free Enterprise Project, a conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism and education program. Scott, good to have you back with us. How are you doing?
Thank you so much, Bill. It's always great to be with you.
Hey, before we talk about fleecing these woke billionaires, what's your read on this H.R. 1 bill?
Well, you know, I think I think that if it were to get through the Senate, then we can all just close up shop because we could never believe in an election again. Mm-hmm. I think that well, let me put it this way. If you had stolen an election, how would you have behaved differently than the left and their friends in the press have behaved?
Yes.
Wouldn't, if you'd done a free and fair election, you'd allow the investigations, you'd allow it to be looked into, you wouldn't treat everybody who raises a question as evil. You'd just say, no, that's a fair question. It's wrong for all of these reasons. Mm-hmm. They're acting guilty.
Yes.
And the fact that one party is so desperate to put this into law forever suggests that not only was their funny business, but that it was successful for them in a way that they think is worth keeping forever.
Right.
So, Yeah. Yeah.
And they're scarily in that position to codify this. That's the thing. And like you said, we might as well fold up shop at this point. I thought, you know, again, hopefully that was a fair assessment. Of all things, instead of really looking into it, of course, we wouldn't expect them to do that. That would be reasonable. And considering, to your point, that how many times previously have the Democrats objected to the results of a election? I think in the modern era, any time a Republican president was elected, they objected, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. This is a fit they throw every single time. And it's not as though they don't have priors on having committed election fraud. I grew up in rural Pennsylvania, and we knew to expect there to be such fraud in Philadelphia and Delaware counties down in Philadelphia City, that you had to build up a big head of steam out in the country to overcome the margin of cheating. Mm-hmm. Everybody has known this has been true in the big cities for years, but now suddenly you're insane if you suggest, or evil if you suggest, that it happened at all in 2020.
But yet we're told we're supposed to follow the science, and math is still part of science, isn't it? And so when you look at the reasonableness of the numbers, and when they're incongruent and they don't make sense and they don't line up, I guess, you know, then we can't question the science. We're just all idiots or Neanderthals, as Joe Biden puts it these days. Yeah, this is incredible. And speaking of which, it was one of the cycles with Barack Obama. I'm not sure the first or the second, but I think we're like 58 voting districts that voted 100% for Barack Obama, as you'll recall. That's impossible. you don't get 100% unless you're rigging the system. And I mean, you know, if you had like one or two, you go, okay, that might be plausible. 58? I mean, come on, you're juicing the system. And, you know, and you even have Eric Holder, our first black attorney general, looking into the camera going, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, why are people getting arrested? Why are they spending time in jail then if there's no such thing as voter fraud?
Yeah, well, and the whole follow the science, don't question the science nonsense. All that science is a method for discovery by which you interrogate issues and possibilities and question them. The idea that you can't question science itself defeats, in one sentence, the whole idea of science.
And exactly.
That's what we hear constantly from the so-called, well, the self-proclaimed party of science.
Yeah, because at the end of science, at the end of all these questions and the theories and the questions you ask, you codify a law. I mean, you say it's a law, like the law of gravity. I mean, no matter where you go, gravity exists, so that becomes a law. It's not a fact, it's just a law. And whether it's Barack Obama or others, this is how much they don't know about science when they try to refer to science as fact. That's in Congress as well, because they're constantly, to your point, aiming for that end goal to where they can say, in fact, it doesn't matter where this happens, whether it's California, it's New York, or what, it's consistent. So in science, we say it is a law, it is accepted, it's peer reviewed, and it is what it is. But, you know, now with the sleight of hand and the language being loosely used haphazardly and irresponsibly, in my humble opinion, Scott, we lead people to believe a lie, basically.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's true across the board. And, you know, applying that to the elections, if we want to apply scientific rigor to this situation, let's look at all the votes. Let's see if there are incongruities. Let's see if there were more votes in some precincts than there were voters. And when we've established that there's no possibility, genuinely no possibility of fraud, then we can put it to bed and all breathe a sigh of relief. And when we discover, as we would discover, that there were mountains of easily demonstrable fraud, then we have to review the whole thing, and certainly not push through legislation as your key legislation of a whole congressional session that would codify forever the very aspects that made this election so dubious and made cheating so likely.
Exactly. And we knew going into it that this was likely. President Trump warned us there were already extensive governmental studies into mail-in voting, that it was ripe with fraud. And so all we did was prove studies and prove what history had already empirically delivered to us. But quite ironic that, you know, here under the suspicion that there there was Russian collusion, and Russia had voted and elected Donald Trump. You know, the people spent $70 million to find out there was nothing there there. So I guess we don't want to make that mistake now, so we're not going to spend any money other than, you know, the politician's time to come up with this goofy piece of legislation that will really enshrine illegal voting and really leave the people in more doubt and haze than they were previously, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
To their credit, we've got to go to break now. Scott Shepard is with us, and we've got more from Scott after this. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is sponsored by IBM. Industry leaders IBM and Delta Airlines have announced a multi-year agreement under which IBM will help Delta respond to changing economic conditions by providing technology and industry expertise. IBM will transform Delta's computing environment to run on a hybrid cloud architecture. For Delta's customers, the digital transformation to the cloud will ensure an enhanced travel experience in the future. Greg Land, IBM Global Industry Leader, elaborates.
Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the world's airlines are experiencing numerous challenges, including plummeting demand. IBM and Delta have a history of collaboration that have led to innovations for Delta and the airline industry. IBM's team of experts are working closely with Delta to create a new operating model that will transform and modernize their digital environment, which in turn will improve the digital passenger experience and overall customer satisfaction.
This agreement demonstrates how IBM is prepared to help clients like Delta reap the benefits of application modernization and hybrid cloud technology. Visit IBM.com/travel.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
Bill Martinez Live.
I'll tell you, it starts with our freedom. That's what that's all about. It's not Neanderthal. If anything, we brought Neanderthals into the modern world to enjoy freedom. But the Democrats and the leader of the Democrats, I mean, the President of the United States, I mean, deplorable is not bad enough. So now anybody that doesn't agree with the Democrats, I guess, Scott Shepard, we're all Neanderthals because we believe in freedom and liberty as enumerated in our U.S. Constitution. So I guess welcome to the club.
Well, you know, you can't take that old fella too seriously anymore. He doesn't know what came out of his mouth. He could have said nachos or he could have said Neanderthals. He doesn't know and nobody else can predict it. And so, just, I mean, we got to be nice to old people who are suffering. Suffering their decline.
Yeah, sadly. I mean, continue to pray for the man because, he's a comedy show. I mean, Fallon, the rest of them, all the nighttime pundits, they're just having fun because, you know, he's such a caricature. But, you know, sadly, here it is in a country with a cancel culture running amok, people being invalidated, you know, and realizing, I mean, you know, we have a growing number of people going, hey, look, we got to do better than this. We got to get along. We got to watch out for each other. This, all this politics stuff and everything with everybody being at each other's throats, it's not good. It's a waste of time, waste of energy. I mean, and what are we handing off to the next generation? We're just such an awesome example. And then they wonder why the kids are acting up in school and that, right? Well, I see mom and dad doing it.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. We failed these kids for an entire generation with the twins' perils of helicopter parenting. Mm-hmm. So they never run into any dangerous situations where they have to be brave. Right. And then they get a trophy for everything. So they think every stupid thing they think is genius. And the result is these kids we're sending to college who are afraid of opinions that disagree with their own. Mm-hmm. And think that their fear is an excuse to keep them from hearing opinions that they know are wrong because they disagree with their opinions and mm-hmm. they've been told they're right all their lives. It's a disaster.
Well, it really is. I mean, look, we coddle them, we protect them, and then next thing you know, they're running off the road, ruining a brand new car, and almost killing themselves, you know? This is all part and parcel of the sad commentary of our current culture. Sooner or later, you know, and maybe we have to learn the hard way, as they say it, you know, speaking of gravity, that people have to fall off the roof and realize, hey, gravity still exists. I mean, you know, and let's not be silly about this. This is, you know, this gets to be a painful exercise. It's so unnecessary. Scott, you were writing about that, you know, the left is set to fleece woke billionaires. The right should help them focus because really from a standpoint of, you know, some balance and bipartisanship here. But I want you to explain to our audience, you know, what is going on here as these billionaires find themselves in the crosshairs of this woke left set.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a serious problem on the right, which is that we want businesses to be free as much as we want all other people to be free to live their lives and to live by their values. But because that's the case, we've been protecting business mm-hmm. and wealthy people, even as the left has been attacking them. And because they felt threatened by the left, they moved further and further left to appease the left. Mm-hmm. And we're continuing to defend them, even when they're quite literally trying to censor us out of public life and cancel us out of economic life to ruin our lives.
Exactly.
And so what we've learned, we've got to be willing to make some countervailing threats so that they remember if they keep trying to ruin us, we're going to return the favor. Mm-hmm. And the very least we can do is where the left, because the left always eats its own, the left wants to tax these billionaires, wealth tax these billionaires into perdition, into joining us in the middle classes, the very least we can do is get out of the way of the left eating their own.
Exactly.
And get involved in making sure that these ridiculous, harmful taxes only fall on the lefty billionaires who are returning the favor to us and protect the rest of us for reasonable economic and civil freedom while letting the left eat these billionaires who have tried to buy them off.
Yep.
Let's let everybody learn the lesson on Bezos and Gates's. And I bring this up because Washington State is a place where the left's trying to put in a state-level billionaire tax.
Mm-hmm.
Let them be an example for the rest of the billionaires that we're not going to protect immensely wealthy people while they're trying to destroy our lives.
Mm-hmm. Scott, the thing about free markets and liberty and freedom and all that goes with it is that you have to project its course. And what happened, you know, when you look at the Constitution and free markets and you see what's happening, you know, nobody really asked the question and said, well, how free can you be? In terms of a free market, when you are creating an elite class of, you know, what, 500-600 multi-billionaires that are wielding power that then infringe on our liberties. I mean, something's off here. I mean, we're not asking the right questions. We're not putting the kind of restraints, because unbridled freedom just doesn't work, does it?
Well, I think that in the economic sphere, it's the last phrase of that that's so important. And then they turn around and try to abridge our liberties. I'm not a jealous person. I don't think that jealousy is a very attractive trait. And if there are lots of billionaires who have untold multiples of the amount of money that I have, well, you know, that's fine. I don't begrudge them. More power to them. It's when they use that money then to take away the little that I do have,
right,
or to take away the rights that I maintain despite having far less money than them, that it's no longer a matter of jealousy to need to siphon off some of that wealth and to curtail some of their power. It's a matter of mere and sheer survival. Survival,
exactly,
for myself, survival for my ideas, and survival for our free republic. And so, I mean, it's not even a matter of free enterprise anymore. It's a matter of the people over there are trying to destroy you. You gotta stand up and fight back.
Without a doubt, it becomes Darwinian, doesn't it?
Yeah, at some point, that's exactly right. At some point,
yeah,
it becomes Darwinian, and we have an obligation to ourselves and to our collective species and to our futures to fight back. We must fight back.
Right. And so, because I've wrestled with this, Scott, as you can tell, being a free market guy, I love prosperity. I love hard work. I think hard work should be rewarded. But when it is to the degree and being exercised right now, and you have the very wealthy who've been blessed by our Constitution, by this country, and now they want to take it over, hello, penalty flag on the field. I mean, you know, let's make sure that is addressed. And, you know, and here we are expecting the people who are up for brain surgery to control the brain surgeons. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, Congress is not about to do this because these billionaires represent so much money into their campaign coffers. And as we're realizing, the state of the union of the legislative body, it's all about survival, as you say. You know, it's going to that next election. So there has to be an analysis somewhere that measures how many actual days of legislation is produced by an average legislator in the House and the Senate, and how much time is actually spent in fundraising.
Well, listen, I wish they'd be out fundraising 100% of the time. A Congress that spent zero time on legislation and did nothing would, on balance, in general, be one of the best Congresses we've ever had in our 235 years.
Right.
Congresses that did nothing, or have a Congress that just repeals stuff,
yeah,
for a two-year period. That would be the best Congress we could possibly,
right,
have. So,
yeah, we experienced a little bit of, yeah,
a little more corrupt, we'd be better off.
Well, I guess, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, guys, we get it. You guys are corrupt, so now we're just going to let you out in the open. And I mean, you guys have been getting away with insider trading and all this other stuff you've been doing for years. And now, you know, even though the ethics, I mean, which amazes me that it took the ethics committee so long to figure this out, but they got embarrassed because Peter Schweitzer exposed them and said, oh, we're going to do something about it. But, you know, you're an attorney, and you know how they work. They can find a way to move the goalposts, you know, get around and play outside the lines and still accomplish their goals. They're still making it happen. So, and Nancy Pelosi's got plenty of ice cream, so she's happy still. So what can we say? Scott Shepherd has been with us. Scott, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bill. Yep.
This is sponsored by IBM. 10 historically black colleges and universities are joining the IBM HBCU Quantum Center, a first-of-its-kind quantum education and research initiative aimed at driving diversity and inclusivity in the quantum workforce. The center is designed to prepare and develop talent at HBCUs from all STEM disciplines for the quantum future. Dr. Kayla Lee, Growth Product Manager, Community Partnerships at IBM Quantum.
IBM's goal with this Quantum Center is to provide underrepresented institutions and students with access to IBM quantum computers via the cloud, educational support for students learning to use Qiskit open source software, and funding for undergraduate and graduate research.
Howard University, which serves as administrative lead of the center, will work directly with IBM and a network of 23 HBCUs to provide cross-institutional support. Quantum computing will benefit greatly from a diverse community of researchers, developers, and businesses that can help advance the technology and identify commercial applications. Visit IBM.com/quantum-computing.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Emmy Award-winning New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed sexual harassment accusations Wednesday, saying he never touched anyone inappropriately. Between these serious allegations and the nursing home death cover-up by Cuomo, there's a bipartisan call for Cuomo to resign. He says he will not leave office. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday banning controversial police tactics and easing away for lawsuits against officers violating suspects' constitutional rights. By a vote of 220 to 212, it happened days before former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin goes on trial on a state murder charge in the death of Floyd last year. Chauvin's defense released a video showing packets of drugs in Mr. Floyd's mouth and have maintained an overdose as the cause of death. 7 college students died and 4 were injured during a tragic incident in La Paz, Bolivia, when a railing collapsed, sending them falling from a fourth-floor balcony. Tuesday's incident took place at the Public University of El Alto, USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, I guess this country is learning a lot about sexual harassment these days. Many of us who are involved in companies, I know at one point, I was like going to sexual harassment studies and videotapes and everything else for, you know, like every 4 to 6 weeks. It was incredible. But the basic idea in sexual harassment is that, you know, it's not about you, it's about the other person. And it is amazing that you have somebody in his 60s, a leader of a state, a governor, and he doesn't get it. Now, I mean, this has been going on for a long time. It's not like just because of the woke culture and the hashtag movement or anything else. You know, Dan Gaynor, who's the VP of Business and Culture with Media Research Center, joins us now. Dan, sexual harassment has been around for a long time, and to hear Governor Cuomo talk, it's like, well, I guess maybe if he wanted to be anywhere close to a Neanderthal that Joe Biden drew reference to last night, then maybe he's more that than a responsible governor.
Well, I mean, certainly anybody who saw the photo, I mean, this is what took down Al Franken, even though Al Franken's photo was far worse.
Right.
This is what took down Al Franken was, you know, photographic evidence of what he's doing. Mm-hmm. So for people who haven't seen this image, there's an image of Cuomo putting his hands to the face of this young woman, and he doesn't touch her anywhere inappropriate, except the fact that he touched her face was inappropriate.
Right. Right.
And the look on her face,
yes.
Any man who approaches a woman and her reaction is like his hands are made of acid,
yeah.
That's pretty much a good clue that she doesn't want anything to do with you.
Right.
And the fact that he seemed undaunted by this.
Exactly.
Is really the telling thing. But what's amazing to me is how much the media is using this story to suppress the real bad news of Cuomo,
yes.
Which is, of course, the killing of 15,000 people.
I know. That is more important than 15,000. That was what we were talking about last night. Go, what, how upside down is the media on this whole thing? Let's ignore the thousands of people that he's responsible for demising. And let's spend all this time on, you know, him violating, you know, sexual space. And, of course, this there were other instances. There was a gal in the office. I can't remember her name exactly, Dan. But, you know, they reassigned her. I mean, so the governor's had a problem with this issue for a while. And it's been ignored. And here we are, everybody learning about sexual harassment as opposed to, you know, the bigger problem, as you say, thousands of people dying on his watch.
Yeah, I mean, what happened here is it was very clear that the left and the media needed Andrew Cuomo in 2020. He was their bullpen ace to replace Joe Biden if Biden faltered before he finished the game. Mm-hmm. And so that meant they were all set to put him into the race and replace Biden. And so he got glorious coverage to the point where CNN kept putting him up, being interviewed by his own brother, who's an anchor on the network. And, you know, they're yucking it up while people were dying by the thousands around the country, especially in New York.
Right. And by the way, and we're going to give you an Emmy, too, for all that.
Yeah, he gets an Emmy, et cetera, to the point where by the end of the year, they had celebrated him so much, he had 87% favorability rating. In New York, 87% is the kind of rating you get in a third world dictatorship where, you know, there's only one political party.
Yeah, you're juicing the polling. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
But then once Biden got in office, then you know, they didn't need him anymore. And here would be my argument: they didn't just not need him; they didn't want him anymore.
Right.
Suddenly, the people in, you know, in Democratic politics are looking ahead to 2024. And all of the Democratic governors who have a national rep are suddenly in the way of Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. And all this oppo information about, you know, Cuomo starts rolling on out. You get one of his staff accidentally mentioning that they had lied to the federal government about how many victims there were in the nursing homes. Suddenly that comes out. Then people start talking about impeachment. Then Democrats who don't like him in the states are coming out and calling him out for being a bullying thug, and then the sex harassment allegations. And I mean, look, I've been involved in politics for a long time, and I don't believe in coincidences.
Yes,
it's a
exactly.
Clearly orchestrated hit job on him to the point where Saturday Night Live, which has not done attacks on Democrats or liberals in years, did one on this past Saturday, attacking three prominent Democratic governors in a game show format, including Whitmer and Cuomo and Newsom.
Right.
And you know, I mean, yes, because they're finally attacking liberals, I found it a little bit funny, particularly the introduction of Newsom, where they said, oh, Governor Newsom, who's hated by everyone and every citizen of California except for the 10 people he had dinner with. You know, that was funny. But
yeah.
It's not accidental that they're suddenly going after all the high-profile Democratic governors.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I think some people are opening up their eyes and ears to hear you and saying, yeah, this is an obvious clearing the deck and making way for Kamala Harris. And, oh, yeah, bring into that formula the passing of H.R. 1 by Nancy Pelosi and the House.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly that's designed to fix the election.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's flat out. That's what it is. You know, the left definition of election reform is where you reform it so that they can all win.
So they can cheat legally.
Yeah.
That's all this is. I mean, we're going to make it legal to cheat now.
And so I question whether it's constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it passes the Senate, and I expect it will, the way Senate politics works is Joe Manchin voted again, you know, said he wouldn't vote for Neera Tanden, and she was the sacrificial lamb for him to claim he's nonpartisan.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to the, you know, the president's
key ideas and initiatives, I don't see him standing up to them.
Right. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, Dan, this is good stuff here. I mean, you really are laying this out. It's obvious, you know, your political background that's going on and how we have been worked regarding Cuomo and how it's distorted, you know, once again, the public's view. This is, thank you very much, brought to you by the mainstream media in much the same way that they distorted our view and understanding of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. Oh, yeah, just, so much for an October surprise. This one just never, you know, came out of the box. You know, we kept hearing the Jack in the Box tune to come up, but it never popped up.
Yeah, everybody has opposition research on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And this is clearly an oppo dump on Cuomo, just as you saw the opposition dump on Neera Tanden, Biden's nominee for OMB.
Mm-hmm.
She was taken down by a coalition of Republicans and Joe Manchin. But the people who had their fingerprints on the knife to Chivter,
mm-hmm.
that was all the far left Bernie bro Democrats.
Right, exactly.
You know, they're the ones who did the oppo release. The other ones went digging through her tweets and floated it all out to members of Congress, and the Republicans were more than happy to take her down.
Yes.
And Joe Manchin, I think, was basically not just looking after his own, trying to be nonpartisan a little bit for his own sake,
mm-hmm.
but also kind of being the one guy who could vote against her in the Senate without repercussion.
Exactly.
He's not afraid of the Bernie bros in West Virginia.
No, right. Exactly. Well, and the thing is, the Republicans should not kid themselves. This was not of their doing, to your point.
Yeah, but in D.C., everybody's happy to get a scalp. I've been credited with a couple myself that I didn't earn.
Yes, right.
Yes. It's like, oh, whatever.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, I was in radio playing music for many years. And, if you got a gold record, I mean, you were happy to get the gold record, whether or not you were instrumental in helping said artists, you know, achieve the gold record. But to get a copy, I mean, that's it's pretty cool, you know.
Well, and it's also, as a Law and Order fan, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, bad people do a lot of bad things, so if they go to jail for something they didn't do, whatever. So, it's a little bit, you just take the luck where it's
all. Take what you can, and it's like, yeah, you may get away with the one speeding ticket, but when you get caught on the other and you want to go and complain about it, well, it's clear that you're a habitual speeder. And
taking out Al Capone for taxes.
Yeah, yes.
It's ticky-tack, but he died in prison.
Yeah, well, you know, that and a blue dress, you got to be careful. Those things, they just suddenly, they pop up when you least expect them. Dan Gaynor, the Vice President of Business and Culture at the Media Research Center. Thank you, Dan.
For $1
care.
A day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6200. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Maxim Law joins us. He's the executive producer of one of our favorite humanoids, John Stossel. He works with Stossel TV, a writer with Fox News as well. Business and finance, Metro, New York, you name it. Maxim, you're just not busy enough, buddy. You need a job.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad I found time to do this article on Wikipedia bias, which you saw.
Yeah, this is incredible. And in fact, I noticed it before. Maxim is the son of Dr. John Lott, who's on the show, as you know, quite often. And in fact, your father was the one that turned me on to this. But before he did, I had noticed in doing some research with Wikipedia, because I do reference it from time to time, that there seems to be some scrubbing that has been taking place. So what did you find out?
Yeah, so I looked into a couple of articles, but in particular the socialism and communism articles on Wikipedia. These are their main articles on it. They span about 28,000 words. They cover lots and lots of stuff. Neither of those articles anywhere mentions any of the mass killings, mass famines, or anything like that in communist or socialist regimes. And you might think, well, maybe they're just talking about communism and socialism abstractly as ideas on these pages. But no, actually, they have a big history section. They just leave out all the bad parts.
This is amazing that so purposefully that they would do this in order to control the narrative in education, because they know what, according to latest research, 70% of news and information is drawn from the Internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I talked with one woman who lived through Mao's Cultural Revolution in China, and she was, you know, upset that there was no discussion of this on these pages. And she's saying, you know, how are students even going to learn that this ever happened? Or
exactly.
Even teachers. You probably have some teachers who are in the dark. And she goes around trying to educate people about this, but it doesn't help that Wikipedia, which gets you know, millions and millions of hits a day, doesn't cover it on their main pages.
Well, they're blatantly
ignoring this and whitewashing it and rewriting history to the to the injury of people who are searching for answers that want to advance their education and understanding. I mean, this is clearly a fixed agenda that they're trying to control and work on us. And this is very dangerous. I mean, for years we've been dealing with the Holocaust deniers, right? And so this is just another phase of said denial.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Wikipedia bills itself as the encyclopedia anyone can edit. And that's kind of only half true, because what happens is a bunch of experienced editors, in this case the editors who are most interested in communism and socialism, which appear to be the ones who like those ideas, kind of take control of a particular page. So you can in theory go on to communism and socialism and make an edit to make it more balanced to mention these things, but it'll immediately get reverted. And in fact, in the last week or so, a couple of people have tried doing that. And experienced editors, by the way, who heard about this and went there and tried to add some balance, but just immediately it got changed back by, a socialist editor who camped out on the page.
Exactly.
In fact, it's kind of funny. The communism page, since I ran that article, people have tried three times to fix it, and each time it just gets reverted. Two of the times, it was changed by experienced editors who, in their profile, they say they're socialists, but even they took issue with the communism page never mentioning this. But they were still reverted by other people on the communism page. So it still doesn't mention it.
Well, this is the dangerous part. When you have it open to editing, that's what's going to happen, right? So this pretty much is doing some grievous damage to Wikipedia, because if you can't count on them for their reporting or at least documentation of history, then what is the value of Wikipedia?
Yeah, and in some sense it's a beautiful model to say anyone can edit, but it does rely on some good faith. It relies on ideological editors not just taking over pages. And we're seeing this more and more on Wikipedia, not just these two pages, but anything touching on politics. If you go to any page, they list the United States border detention facilities under the concentration and internment camps page.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you go to any page dealing with Trump or anything related to that, it'll be very loaded.
Now, Maxim, as you started seeing that, what was your initial thought?
I mean, I wish Wikipedia would be a good resource on this, and it is for many subjects. So, I interviewed a bunch of experienced Wikipedians, even the one of the co-founder, Larry Sanger, about is someone going to fix this? And they said, so Larry Sanger, the co-founder, he said Wikipedia is a lost cause, never going to be fixed.
Wow.
Other people, I talked with one editor who's made more than 400,000 edits. He still wants to fix it. He's hoping more kind of conservatives or people who care about balance will get involved on Wikipedia and try to make edits to fix it. But it's a very tough task because it's incredibly frustrating. When I talk to people, they make an edit for balance and someone rudely says, get out of here, you right-winger fascist or whatever.
Right, exactly.
And you ultimately lose because there's so many of them camped out on the page, and that's just very psychologically hard. So as long as this guy I interviewed, he said, it's easier to find an open Marxist than a center-right conservative on Wikipedia.
Well, that's sad.
A tough battle, and you need hundreds of more editors who are politically balanced.
Well, this has to be frustrating for Larry Sanger, because this is not anything that he ever wanted it to be. It's almost like, does he step in and say, okay, look it, we're going to lay it down. We're going to give a report on a particular topic, socialism, communism, or whatever. We're going to lay it out. And then what can be changed is the post to that, which is, any kind of commentary, because that's what it comes down to, and that's where things are debated. But if you're not allowed to even get the facts, even as best, that if facts are going to change in the upper part of Wikipedia and the report, it has to be done so responsibly so that it honors the true principles of journalism and reporting. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. And yeah, he's definitely, you know, very frustrated and hoping to bring attention to this issue. One thing I'll say, by the way, I think these problems on Wikipedia mirror what's happened in universities, where,
yes.
You know, maybe 50 years ago it was kind of balanced, and just over time it becomes more and more one-way ideological. And at this point, I think many disciplines would be nearly impossible to be a conservative in there because no one would hire you. You know, you have to be liked by department in order to get hired, and they're not going to like someone who disagrees with them politically all the time.
Are we going to end up coming to a point where we got to legislate, you know, some common sense? Is that what it's going to come down to, which really concerns me even more, because when we start doing that, then, you know, we're really impinging on our freedoms because we've allowed some irresponsible players to overstep, and there's no, as another communication expert had cited, there's no referees here. I mean, they're running amok here.
Yeah, I have not heard any good ideas for legislation that seem like, oh, that'll work. As of now, it seems like, you know, the best thing, first of all, I think a lot of people aren't yet aware that Wikipedia has such bias on communism, socialism, politics in general. The first step is just people should be aware of that when reading. And then the second thing is, ultimately, there needs to be either a wave of balanced editors into Wikipedia, or maybe someone will build a competing successful institution. I think a lot of this, you know, I think eight years ago wasn't quite this bad on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. And now that it is, there will be more of a push, I hope and think, for a new institution like this that will be better.
Well, these progressives have been empowered. They've been able to get away with this, Maxim. So, you know, unless there's some clear boundaries established, like you said, this is what we love about the free markets, is that, you know, there can be that opportunity, maybe not in the name of Wikipedia, inspired by Wikipedia and what, you know, Larry had originally hoped to effect, Larry Sanger, you know, with Wikipedia. And I feel for him to see that his baby is being, being compromised here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there are some alternatives. There's Encyclopedia Britannica, which has actually quite a lot of free articles online these days. Not as many as Wikipedia, but quite a lot. And there was actually an academic study that found that they are less biased than Wikipedia. So there are some alternatives. I'm also encouraged looking at the social media space, which, you know, has problems of its own. Mm-hmm. Every single one, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, bans former President Trump right now. There is increasing competition there, too. There's this new app, Clubhouse. There's a new YouTube competitor called Odyssey. There's Parler's back up online. So there are attempts to build new institutions, new platforms, and I think it's all very new right now, but maybe in 5 years we'll take it for granted that there are these other options.
Exactly. Well, for those of us that are wanting, you know, for an objective site, a free site where we can discuss and debate over these needed issues, because as we know, Maxim, when that happens, we're all the smarter for it, and we're being dumbed down by these institutions, sadly, and they're misserving us. Maxim Lott, executive producer of Stossel TV and writer with Fox News and many other outlets. Maxim, appreciate it. Look forward to having you back. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Great being here.
You're awesome.
Announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that includes incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the